Hey everyone, Shane here. Let me tell you about my show coming up on November 24th, Saturday night over at Pops. We're calling it Riffs for Gifts. Me and my friend Lexi Schlimmer put this show together for benefiting Toys for Tots. And we invited along our friends Outrun the Fall, The Poor, Steeples, Monk and the People, The Matching Shoe, and Silent Hollow, all performing live that evening on Saturday the 24th. Along with that, we'll have some silent auction stuff. We'll have, there's rumors that Santa Claus might even be there, so I'm very excited about that. And a whole lot more other things coming up, so get involved with the show. You can find more details at popsrocks.com. And come on out. It's a $10 donation at the door, or $5 with a toy donation. So again, all this benefiting Toys for Tots, and it's going to be a great time. So come on out Saturday, November 24th, Pops, Sauget, Illinois. Thanks, everyone.
Hi, this is Lexi.
And Sid.
Of Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlimmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlimmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri, serving up all your favorite whiskey, wine, and local craft beers. Stop by and visit them this week, Thursday, November 15th, for Eric Barnes. Friday, November 16th, Pat Liston. Saturday, November 17th, Bottoms Up Blues Gang. And I return to Naked Vine on December 11th with my singer-songwriter storytelling showcase with Langen Neubacher, Devin Cahill, Jeremy Essig, and Irene Allen. So do not miss that show. It's going to be a big one. All details and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Kirby Newman,
Meg Williams,
and Lauren Anderson, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out at Roasted Coffee and Wine Bar in Lake St. Louis, Missouri, with Lauren Anderson and Meg Williams. And Kirby, welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I guess you all want to introduce yourself properly for those listening, so they know your voices.
Yeah. I'm Lauren Anderson. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I'm Meg Williams.
And my name is Kirby Newman. Happy to be here.
Yeah, man. This is cool because I met Meg and Kirby maybe like a month ago or something like that. Too long ago. You guys were rolling through town, and we got to hang out. It happened to we were talking that you were coming back through with Lauren now, and happened to be pretty close to my home, so I was like, I think this would be cool to hang out again and talk, and especially to meet Lauren too and talk about what all you've been up to and stuff. So
yeah.
Like I said, you're on tour. We just played here at Roasted last night.
Yep.
As we're recording this, and then I guess you all we heard some nice some praise and stuff coming from the staff already this morning, so that was cool to...
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a fun event. It was their first Saturday night, so they had a great crowd here, and everybody, the staff was really great. The wine was great. The food was great. It was all around a good a good show and event.
And then, this is like a brand new venue, or brand new restaurant and wine bar and all that, and then I love that they're
bringing a local or bringing in live music and stuff too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
But I guess you you said you kind of go back a ways with
The owner's daughter, I used to work with her, and she's actually an artist and a musician, so I think that that kind of helps, you know, when somebody's involved in a business who's an artist, they kind of understand, and it makes it a little easier bringing in some art, so I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it's cool to get the call to kind of be the grand opening weekend.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. Yeah, like I said, this is a really cool spot, so come check it out if you're in the Lake St. Louis area. It's right here in the middle of the Meadows shopping center and stuff, so stop by. But you guys, maybe a week or so on this run or something like that? Or
a couple of days.
Yeah, a couple of days.
I saw some video from the Kansas City at the Knuckleheads show.
Yeah,
I was watching a little bit of the live feed the other night.
Yeah, that was a really fun show. Yeah, it's a really intimate, listening room, and it just kind of feels cozy, and you get to kind of be right up close to, everybody in the audience and kind of have story time, and it's a lot of fun. I love that venue.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. I had a really good time once. I went up there and saw Will Hogue at inside the lounge side inside there and everything, and then I went back and a little while later in the summer, and they had it all open up on the patio out there. And I went to see J.J. Gray and Mofro up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm standing in line in the to try to get into the venue and all this, and I'm, like, talking to some people in line, and they're like, and I think the, and I, that's when I learned there's also the garage side of the venue. So there's, like, three different stages all.
There's four and growing.
Yeah. And then I, so I'm talking, I think it was, I forget the guy, there was two shows going on at the same time, and I'm standing in line with these people, and then I realized that, and I was like, well, that's kind of weird, I guess it was like one ticket gets you in the door, and you could essentially almost go, like, either way, whatever show you want to go to, but, it's really neat, but yeah, it's a cool thing they have going on up there.
Yeah,
it's
like, Frank, the owner, has really done some cool things with that venue.
Yeah. And I love that it's all Stooges related memorabilia and all that stuff. Like, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they've got an eclectic wall hanging.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, very, very cool spot in Kansas City, too, man. I haven't been up there in a while, so I need to always keep an eye on the calendar, try to, if there's something good. Sometimes certain tours just miss St. Louis, and then sometimes it'd be a good one on, like, a. They may hit St. Louis on a Friday and play there on Saturday. Well, I've already got plans on Friday, so I'll make the ride up there on for Saturday or something.
Yeah.
Like that. I'm heading back to Kansas City November 11th for a Chiefs game. I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, nice.
I haven't been up there at Kansas City in a while, but
yeah.
But I guess being on the road, you guys get to see a lot of these kind of different cool venues and different things, so.
Yeah, you get to meet a lot of fun people, and I don't know, I think anytime you're on the road, you kind of come home with a lot of fun stories and, you know, see new venues and new places and meet new people. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, can you talk about that one with the drink tickets there?
Oh. I actually used to live in Kansas City, so I've been lucky enough to play at Knuckleheads a couple times, and they usually give you two drink tickets a person, which is safe. And I don't know what changed, but so they gave us three already initially, and I was like, all right, I'm not complaining. And then a little bit later, they came out with, like, I don't know, like 10 more or something, like something that we could never finish. And so, I mean, I couldn't give those things away, and I actually just opened my purse, like, this morning. It was like, found more tickets. I guess we gotta go back to Knuckleheads. Have some more drinks.
That's why they're like, I'm coming to town, going.
I know, yeah, they're like, Lauren's coming, let's print some more tickets off.
Not even the big X gave that
to me. I know, right? Oh my gosh.
Trying to ensure you had a good time.
Oh yeah, well, that happened for sure. We had a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, let's drop in a tune. We did do some live jamming here. Lauren brought the acoustic out, and we did some live jam right here in the at Roasted. And let's play What If.
It is a song that kind of wrote about all of the what if questions in the world. What if I hadn't met Meg and Kirby?
Yeah.
What if I hadn't met you? So that's kind of what this song's about.
Yeah.
What if I wake up when the sun has already set? What if I sleep in my life everyone forgets? What if I worry and my day passes by? What if? What if I'm patient, then find out my chance? What if I work hard, but am always the one being last? What if I'm never at the right place or time? What if? What if I miss the ground? Or in a fear, keep my 2 feet planted down? When I'm low, I miss the high.
Since this is our first time getting to meet, I wanted to kind of also get to know a little more about you, but I guess you've also been living in Nashville for quite a while now?
For about a year and a half now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And originally from Kansas City, you said?
Originally from Chicago.
Okay.
I've moved around a lot. So I lived in Kansas City for a little bit for school, and then now I'm in Nashville.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How'd you get linked up with Meg and Kirby then?
Actually, at a writer's round, we happened to just randomly be in a writer's round, and we had some mutual friends at that point, but hadn't met. And I remember, like, at one point looking over at her and being like, this chick's super bluesy and I love it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we just kind of slowly started playing gigs together, and Meg was already playing with her, Kirby was already playing with Meg. And so then that's how I met Kirby.
We just kind of, like, listened to each other play in this writer's round. We're like, all right.
Yep. We're gonna be friends.
We gotta be friends.
So, yeah.
Just been hanging out ever
since. Yeah, yeah.
It's been fun.
Is this your, have you guys toured before together or?
Yeah, a few times. Yeah, this is becoming more, seemingly more of a regular thing, which is pretty fun.
Sure.
Yeah. I always tease her because, like, we have so much fun on the road that I always end up, like, we giggle the whole time, and I end up losing my voice. And I'm like, Meg, if you weren't so fun. So far, this
shame on you.
I know, shame on you. It's always good to be on tour with people you like, though.
Yes. We have a good old time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just imagine that's like, yeah, it'd be much better going out with a friend like that, like instead of trying to. Because I imagine it can get pretty lonely if you're either trying to do it by yourself or...
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, having a couple of good friends on the road with you, like...
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah.
Who gets to play DJ in the...
Lately, it's been Kirby. He's been playing a ton of Dave.
What did we listen to the whole way?
Yesterday? A couple mornings ago, we listened to... I was a Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God.
Genie in the Bottle. It was just stuck in my head.
Kirby's on repeat. Oh, my gosh.
And then we did some Britney Spears.
I think you were asleep for the Britney Spears.
Yeah. I was dreaming about it subconsciously.
Kirby knows, like, all the lyrics to Britney Spears. All
right, so we got to repeat that performance then.
It's amazing, like, how you haven't heard a song in so long, and also you play. It's like, wow, okay.
All of a sudden you feel like you're...
The funniest thing, you were going from Christina Aguilera to, like, Dave Matthews to... Did you throw in Snarky Puppy? It was...
Oh, my God.
Random.
Super. That's so funny.
Back to Britney.
Oh, my gosh.
Christina all over the map.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we usually take turns. I think usually whoever's driving gets to kind of choose.
Yeah.
Makes most sense.
Lauren and I always kind of laugh at each other.
Oh my God.
I love music that's raging
guitar.
Raging guitar.
All guitars.
Gary Clark Jr., a few lyrics and then just 10 minutes of guitar stuff. And then Lauren's all about I love songs.
Yeah,
guitar.
Yes, any strong female, which is usually like the pop singers, like Christina or Kelly Clarkson. I love all that stuff. Yeah, and I love like Bonnie Raitt and Susan Tedeschi too. But it's so funny because I'll listen to stuff that just has zero guitars, and then we go to some that she listens to, and there's no vocals. Complete opposite.
Yeah. So yeah, we keep it a good mix of tunes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Variety is important.
Oh yeah.
I listen to like you said, Kirby singing with those tunes. I listen to a lot of the 90s on 9, so I listen to a ton of that 90s pop stuff on satellite radio. And then, I think people would be surprised that I know all the words to some of those songs. That,
right.
You know,
you and Kirby would have been singing along in the car.
Yeah. You're a golden time.
What was it, the Knuckleheads? Green room.
Oh, it was Christina Aguilera. So he's got an Apple phone or Apple Watch. And I didn't realize this. So he left his phone in the green room and he went off to do something. And I'm sitting there talking to some friends while I'm getting ready, and this phone kept turning on Genie in a Bottle. And we kept pausing it and we were like, what is wrong with this phone? And then he comes back and he's like, yeah, I was messing with you guys. He was turning it on from his watch. Jerk.
Oh, it was so funny.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Christina's taking over his phone.
Yeah. So that was funny.
We were like, Kirby's gonna come back and his phone's gonna be like accidentally smashed. We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Someone threw it against the wall. Yeah. I don't know.
That's hilarious. I actually didn't know that's what happened. That's even funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Causing a little mischief on the road.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Technology, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You all get to write much on the road, or is it?
Oh, my God.
Have you started collaborating that?
We haven't collaborated. We tried a little bit. We haven't collaborated much. But I woke up this morning again with another song.
Of course you did.
Oh, really?
So lately I've been in a weird, like, I don't know. I seem to, most of my songs that I write come to me like at the like break of dawn. Like, it's just like, all I want to do is sleep, and my brain wakes up and is like, oh my God, I got a great tune for you. And again, this morning, I think we went to bed at like 3.
Is that what you were doing?
And at 5 in the morning, I had a song and I went outside. Were you awake?
Well, I heard all this ruckus. I didn't know what was going on.
I got up and I went and I took my phone outside because I needed to sing something into my phone and everybody was sleeping. So it was like raining outside. I was in my socks. It was a disaster, but I sang a little something to my song.
I didn't hear that at all.
Like, where is Logan going?
laughing.
Lauren's got a song.
So I don't even remember how it goes now. It said something Mama said, I think, was the repeating. I don't know, maybe it'll be on the next DP. Who knows? So, yeah, so that's, we do a little, I think we write a little bit. And I think there's been a couple times where we've started a song. We actually should finish that one.
We should.
That we started in August.
We play together all the time, mm-hmm. but we don't write too much.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah,
it'll just come to us at 5 in the morning.
I think sometimes I know, right? I think sometimes it's easiest for an artist to write with somebody who's only a songwriter. Sometimes when two artists come together to write, like you have, even though our styles are pretty similar, mm-hmm. you kind of end up like butting heads a little bit because you know you're both artists. You know what I mean? So you want to write what you are gonna perform, and so mm-hmm. I've found that. You know, the songs that usually, I don't know, I end up performing are the ones that I write with people who aren't artists, probably because I can hog the whole song and be like, so this is my style. I'm too selfish, I think.
I've always wondered that, like, because, like, there are certain, like, stuff you see people, like, co-write, and, mm-hmm. like, and sometimes it'll appear on, you know, this one's record or appear on that one's record and
yeah.
stuff. Like, I wonder how... some of them decide on that, how like, oh, this is gonna be my song or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes they both cut versions of it.
It's,
and stuff
yeah, it's
too,
true.
So, but.
Like, it just depends, yeah. And then sometimes you do go into a co-write knowing that it's gonna be a song for the other artist, you know, and that's always fun too. You know,
just kind of depends. Yeah. Yeah, I have like a mix of, I have a few that I know that we're both gonna cut versions, mm-hmm. and I have some where I know it's just gonna be me, or some that's just gonna be them. So it's kind of, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go into the write and you're like, let's see what happens. Like, I have no ideas. Let's create something. So it's kind of a fun little, game.
For sure. Well, speaking of the game.
Oh yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Let's drop in the game. This is a studio track. You said you want to share this. Anything else around the game?
It's the game.
That's
this,
it.
This is the single
music video for this.
I do have a music video. Yeah, I actually. We broke into a baseball field and recorded this last winter, actually. This was the single off of my EP that was released in April.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I know this love is just a game, and I know we'll play until it rains. Take a shot and you're in. but just know I'll always win. Forfeit the game.
So you said you broke in?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how much trouble we would have gotten, but technically it was off season, so like they weren't open, so we kind of just found a slot in the fence and kind of just, it was just three of us. We just kind of like ran around the baseball field and took some shots and like
looked really cool.
Actually, it was funny. We really didn't look cool because the guy who was filming it had, the way he films it is he speeds up the music because then that like he'll slow it down and kind of looks really cool. And so I'm literally in the baseball field illegally singing my songs like three times as fast as they should. So like it's usually like a tell me you want me. Tell me ease, and I think it was like, tell me want me, tell me ease my pain, like, which is very hard to dance to as well, so yeah, I definitely didn't look cool, but it was fun, it was a good story, yeah.
We did some pictures once in I guess it was in a state park, but we were like taking some pictures and then like we got stopped by park ranger. And,
oh, yeah?
And they were like, yeah, do you have a permit? We're like, no. Like, but we're like, yeah, apparently you have to have, like, permission just to even, like, shoot pictures in a state park and stuff. So I don't know if there's anything about baseball parks, but I do know that I guess if you wanted to put them all in the, you know, conference, some magazines or whatever, like
yeah,
it would be illegal.
Gotta have a permit,
like,
yeah.
But I don't know. Well. It was interesting, but yeah. So.
Are you gonna do any more music videos?
Yeah. I might. I haven't decided. I'm actually getting in the studio to work on the next EP that I'll probably release sometime next year. And I'm still in like the early stages, so I haven't figured out if I'm gonna do another video. Actually, so for the last EP. Maybe I could do another DIY video. I did a lyric video for What If. And actually Kirby and Meg were both in it. And it was kind of fun, so I broke up all the lyrics and just like sectioned them off and had different, I think over 50 of like people that I just, like friends, family, strangers on the streets. And like I had everybody hold a different section of the lyrics. And usually if I could, I let people kind of choose, which was a fun process. So I think Meg held I Want to Fly. I don't know what Kirby held. We can't remember. Yeah. It was What If. I had a lot of what ifs, you know, yeah. And then I like sliced them all together. And so it was kind of a cool compilation of like everyone with, you know, holding like lyrics of, you know, questioning what if, you know.
We're supposed to look sad, but I'm always
smiling. Meg cannot look unhappy. She's just always happy. So I told everybody, I was like, hold this lyric, and it's like a serious video where we're questioning our life decisions. You gotta look serious. And she just could not stop smiling. I think I got enough, though, to work. But yeah, so that was another fun video that I put out last spring. That was just kind of a DIY... little lyric video with all my friends.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Like you're saying, be able to include all your friends and stuff too. Like, that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, it was fun, and hopefully everybody got a kick out of seeing themselves in the video too.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, Lauren Anderson on YouTube or something?
Yeah, Lauren Anderson Music on YouTube. I think Lauren Anderson Music will probably get you to most, like the website, laurenandersonmusic.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, it's Lauren Anderson Music, so.
And you said you have a newsletter you can sign up for there?
Yeah. If people want to keep updated, I've got a little sign up on my website, and it should pop up immediately, and I definitely don't spam anybody. I don't have time. I should send one once a month, but I probably send a newsletter about like every 2 months or so. And and then also too, if people want to keep updated for the new music, that's the best way to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, let's drop in one of Meg's tunes. We was talking about some of her stuff earlier, like I said, but we want to share a song called "You Let Me Down." Do we need to know anything else about this one?
No, it's a heavier one of mine. But yeah, I wrote it a couple years ago, and yeah, I got a video out for this one.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a fun kind of in studio vibe of playing. So mm-hmm. It was really the first music video that I ever did. So yeah,
that's cool.
That wasn't like an iPhone.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't the What If lyric video on my iPhone.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
It's a good video.
You get the vibe from it.
Crazy though that we have, you know, the technology in our pocket to do it. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, like there's a lot of variations in quality, but like I know I think Vintage Trouble They shot their one of their old music video on like an iPhone 4.
Yeah.
And it looks crazy. It looks great. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like, you know, it works. So
it's it's, I always say, like, at this point with so many, as many resources as we have, like, especially for us musicians, like, if our career isn't where we want it to be, it's our own fault. Like, because we have the resources out there. I mean, obviously, having money and connections is always helpful, but like, I mean, we could make a music video today if we wanted to, you know, I think.
Yep.
Puts it in our own hands, so I think that's kind of a cool thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, just gotta get creative.
Yep.
Yep. But yeah, it helps having talented friends that can help, help you do all that stuff too, so.
Yeah, I hold signs, take pictures,
Well, you can find more Meg Williams at megwilliamsmusic.com, and again, everything there for the latest EP as well.
Yeah.
Are you getting ready to do any more recording too, or?
I've got some plans.
Yeah, I got some plans.
Got some plans. Yeah. In the new year, I'll have some stuff coming out.
Nice.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. We did do one more live one from Lorne, and this was also features, I don't think we mentioned the first time, but features Kirby on the cajon there, so.
Box.
Oh, yeah.
And,
the light-up cajon.
That's right, yeah. Acrylic, it's a lot heavier than wood, but it sounds pretty cool.
So. Yeah?
And he'll get a good workout carrying it from gig to gig.
I didn't think it through when I bought a box. It's see-through, it's going to be cool.
Next time,
the box, I'm like, oh, my God.
Next time you see him, he's going to be like, buff with like so many muscles.
Which is gonna be down here, but play some cajon tonight. Looking forward to when that happens.
Oh my gosh.
This is Make a Mistake live from Roasted Coffee and Wine Bar. Anything else you want to share? Make a Mistake?
Yeah, actually, Make a Mistake was the first song I wrote when I moved to Nashville, and it's kind of about. The process of following your dreams, like I always wanted to sing and perform, and I was living in Kansas City and doing that a little bit, but not full time. And the more I put it off, the more miserable I was. And I just always found that there was, when it comes to following your dreams, there's always a reason that you're not ready in your head. You know, you don't have enough money or resources, or you don't know enough about music business, or you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do. And I kind of just had this epiphany one a couple years ago where I was like, I don't think I'm ever gonna feel ready to be a full-time musician. I think sometimes you just have to jump into it. And that was when I decided that I needed to move to Nashville, and I moved here and I sat down and I wrote this song, Make a Mistake, just kind of about being ready to make mistakes and how that's okay. If you're not making mistakes, you're not doing anything. So,
Yeah, I mean,
I sit and stare at this same old screen, exhale a slow breath out. Been here so long between these pale old walls, oh, while I suddenly shout. And I keep waiting, 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 waiting for life to say hi. And I keep thinking, I might fail if I try. And I pray and I hope, but I swear that I ain't going nowhere. And I'll wait till my death starts to shake. But I think it's time to make a mistake. How can I feel so out of my own skin while in my comfort zone? I'm in the neighborhood I grew up in, oh, and yet I can't find a home. And I keep waiting, 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 waiting to go where I've never been. And I keep thinking, 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 where I just sit there and drift in the wind. It feels like I'm drowning in an ocean of could-be's, maybe's and dreams. And I pray and I hope, but I swear that I ain't going nowhere. And I wait till my doubts start to shake. Oh, and I pray and I hope, but I swear that I ain't going nowhere. And I wait till my doubts start to shake. But I think it's time to make a mistake.
Message though can be that's your story of Nashville, mm-hmm. but like I think that can be applied to anything in life.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be afraid to make
exactly.
a mistake.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, jump out there and do it and try it. And,
absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. I hope it.
I think so many people are just afraid, like, you know, even if it's music or whatever, they play in the basement, they're afraid mm-hmm. to try to take it out on mm-hmm. the stage somewhere or
it's
whatever.
Scary.
It's like,
yeah.
But yeah, you gotta just.
You gotta make mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, even me doing this show, like, I didn't know anything about doing a podcast or radio
exactly.
And I was like, I like music, I'm gonna start talking about it, and then like you do enough of it, you start getting
exactly.
kind of
exactly. So. Exactly. Yeah, you just probably decided at one point, well, I might not be ready, but let's see what happens and now
shot.
You're a pro, so you know
I don't know about pro. We'll go that far. But
well, you got very fancy looking technology.
I don't know. It does feel good though. Some of the things that I've been given our opportunities already and stuff. So like, it feels pretty good.
Good.
So yeah. But yeah, like I said, it all takes taking a chance. You know, getting out there and giving a shot.
You gotta do it. So. What's the phrase? You gotta leap and a net will appear. Jump and you don't know what to talk about. That's fine. Make a mistake.
Jump and all of a sudden.
You never heard that phrase?
No.
My friend has a tattoo with it. Maybe she made it up. I'm like telling everybody this phrase. Make a mistake. That'll be the new one.
There you go.
Is there, you all have any advice for those that are looking to do that? I mean, like, obviously we're talking about it, but like, is there anything else that really like stands out to you that about moving to Nashville or giving this thing a try?
I think that, I don't know, I think when it comes to following your dreams, obviously taking chances, and you know, you're not going to get better at something unless you are practicing it, you know. But I think also just not being afraid to work your butt off. I think no matter what you're working toward, nobody's going to make your dreams happen except for you. And so you got to just really work hard. And when you find something you love, it doesn't feel like work. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's probably something that I wished, like, I always knew it when I was younger, but I thought somebody was just going to like give me my music career. And then I woke up one day and I was like, well, that's not going to happen. I should probably get to work. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, same thing. If you want to do it, just go for it.
Do it.
Just
make
do
a mistake.
Yeah, we have like very similar stories in that sense. And mm-hmm. I was living in Rochester before moving to Nashville, and I always mm-hmm. thought about it, but I just kept like, you know, holding back. And one day I was like, I'm doing it. So I moved myself and didn't know anybody, and I just went for it and just played every single night and just worked as hard as I can to make it happen.
Yep.
I would say at least specifically about Nashville, cities like that are not as big as they appear to be.
Yeah.
So like, I've been in Nashville for about 4 years now, and it wasn't until I met Meg about 2.5 years ago that I didn't start playing out more, because I've been playing with her. And I realized, like, even after going to a couple of different jams, people were like, oh, I've noticed you at such and such, and you play mm-hmm. with this person, and then you realize the city is actually kind of small, which is good. Mm-hmm. So that communal aspect is good. So
it's less intimidating to realize that. True.
Just get out there, say hi, you know, be a good person.
Yeah,
eventually.
So keep showing up.
Keep showing up and realizing that everybody, like, it might seem scary. Some people might seem like they have their act together more than you, but like, everybody is just trying to make it. Everybody's just trying to sing and play and share their songs. And so everybody's in the same boat. And so that kind of also makes it a little less intimidating, you know, that everybody's kind of in it together. So
there's plenty of room at the top.
Oh yeah.
Plenty of
room. Oh yeah.
I met Devin Allman has become a good friend of mine over the years.
Yeah.
And we got to talking one night, and he gave me a little advice that was given to him one time, and it really resonated for me, you know, for me personally, why I'm doing my show and everything. But he reached out to I believe it was Warren Haynes' wife was a manager and stuff, and he asked her about if she had some advice for a singer-songwriter looking to hit the road and stuff, do this thing, and she goes, just keep your foot on the gas, because as soon as you let off, somebody else that's hungry for it's gonna pass you up, you know. So
that's true.
So that's for him, that worked. You know, that's that message definitely resonated. Like you just gotta keep working and working hard. You know, like let this up. For me, like it was. For me, I took it as like I was at my time. I was doing this show, and I was doing a couple times a week, and then I was like starting to get tired and starting to get frustrated that some of the results weren't happening as quickly as I'd like them to sometimes. But like I always remember that stuck in my head, like keep your foot on the gas.
Yeah.
So like I was just kept on grinding.
That's good.
Kept
that's
going,
good advice.
So, yeah.
I like that.
So yeah, something. I don't know. I thought. Like I said, it was something I needed to hear at the time too. So
yeah.
Like it was, and it still rings true. So
yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I think hard work is. I mean, I feel like so many people think it's just gonna happen. It's just gonna be given to them.
Yep.
But yeah, you gotta get out there and make it happen.
Oh yeah, so. Absolutely.
I feel it's like we want like instant results and gratification. A lot of the endeavors we go on, like it's playing a long game. So like think long term.
Yeah.
So you'll get where you want to be.
Sure.
Definitely.
Well, very cool. I'll let you all get out of here. Like I said, get home so you can sleep in your own bed tonight.
Yeah.
I really appreciate y'all taking the time out to do this. Getting to chat a little bit here at Roasted. And again, if you're in the area, come stop by and get some wine or coffee and say hi. You can get involved with all things Lauren Anderson at laurenandersonmusic.com, and you can find Meg Williams at megwilliamsmusic.com, and follow along on Facebook and Instagram and all that, YouTube or whatever. So
all the socials.
Twitter. Yeah.
Even Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Twitter.
I don't know. Twitter is a tough one for me. Like,
yeah,
same.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Kirby loves Twitter.
I plug the show a lot on there, and I do all that, but like I don't feel like I get very much activity at all. Like, and
well, Kirby will
follow
you.
Right.
Yeah, I'll follow you. It's a
physical
platform, but
keeping it up.
Brevity is a beautiful thing. You only have 280 characters to sell.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, thank you all for doing this.
Thank you.
Safe travels. Hopefully we can do it again real soon and catch up. So.
Definitely.
Until next time.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.